Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back in just a moment.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joining us now from Lefter Commodities here on this Monday morning. And, Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures as the week gets underway here today. And why don't you kind of recap how the week ended in livestock on Friday?
Well, Dave, Friday the trading was mixed for the cattle complex and the lean hogs. But by the end of the session, we were seeing lower closes for the live cattle and the lean hogs. The feeder cattle closed mixed. We also saw in the cattle complex new lows back on Friday, being made for the current slide to the downside. Both live cattle and feeder cattle continued to just push into new territory for that current move. Now, we also saw the choice box beef down $1.89. Select boxes were up 27 cents on Friday. Had a total movement of 84 loads. Saw a small Friday kill of 96,000 head. The weekly kill came in at 539,000. Cash feeder index was down 72 cents. We also had a monthly cattle on feed report, and we had the semiannual cattle inventory report. Both of them, in a nutshell, were pretty much called slightly price negative. Now, on the close Friday, August live cattle were 32 cents lower, August feeders down a dime, and October lean hogs were 67 cents lower. I might also add that we did see lower cash trade last week in our feed yard, mostly in that $145, $146 area.
We're get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here today, and ended on a very disappointing note. The grains were lower across the board.
That's right, Dave. We saw wheat, corn, and soybeans all make new lows and new low closes for the current slide to the downside, mainly on Sun Long Liquidation Friday. Now, for the week, the November soybeans lost 42 cents. September KC wheat lost 39 cents, and December corn lost 28 cents for the week last week. Now, trading overnight in the grains has been negative and in very large trading volume as long fund liquidation continues due to the improved weather conditions for the crops, especially in the corn belt. Now, we've also seen this morning crude oil and heating oil make new contract lows. At the moment, September KC wheat is 4 cents lower, December corn's down 11 cents, November soybeans are trading 14.5 cents lower. December cotton's down 37 points. September crude oil is down 50 cents. September dollar index is 60 cents lower. And September Dow Jones futures are down 112 points.
Now, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.